Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course we're on the app. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. Our next guest is Margaret Ann West from Fiesta Pensacola. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so tell me about Fiesta Pensacola. What's the history? What's the organization about?
All right, well, this is a fun one. So Fiesta, this year we are celebrating our 75th anniversary. We were founded, a group founded us in 1949 to create a celebration to recognize Pensacola as America's first settlement. For those of you that don't know, Pensacola was first. It wasn't St. Augustine. We were just unfortunately taken out by a hurricane a couple years later. So yes, St. Augustine is the longest running settlement, but Pensacola is first. So Fiesta was organized 75 years ago to celebrate that. It was originally started to get people to come and visit Pensacola with parades and games and all sorts of events. And now we celebrate it 75 years later with a variety of 40-plus community events throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And I understand you're here to talk about Seafood Fest. That's next on the agenda.
Yes, I am. 47th Annual Pensacola Seafood Festival. It is going to be the last weekend in September, September 27th, 28th, and 29th in downtown Pensacola in the traditional festival location, which is Seville Square, Fountain Park, and Bartram Park.
Oh, wonderful. And how many people usually show up to this?
It depends on the weather. Knock on wood. Don't want to jinx us. But with great weather, we can have up to 80,000 people join us.
Oh, wow.
over the 3 days, of course.
Yeah.
cumulative, about 80,000 people. We have seen more with the weather being absolutely perfect. And then obviously we've seen a little less. But we guesstimate between 75 and 80,000 comfortably.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So where are all these guests coming from?
We have them coming from all over the Southeast specifically, but we do have visitors from all over the country. I know I spoke to a couple that came and visited from New York last year. And our vendors that join us, our arts and crafts vendors that join us, they join us from all over the country as well. A large portion of them are centered in the Southeast. We do have a lot of Pensacola vendors in the surrounding areas, as well as vendors from Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. That's our highest concentration of vendor areas. But like I mentioned, we do have people visiting. We have some coming from Texas this year, as well as New York. And I believe we had one of the Dakotas wanted to come and join us. So we are welcoming. We have over 150 arts and crafts vendors joining us throughout the weekend.
That is awesome. So talk to me a little bit more about what people can expect. Obviously, there's going to be seafood. There's going to be arts and crafts. What else?
Yes, we have a little bit of everything. So as I mentioned, we had those 150-plus arts and crafts vendors joining us. They'll be selling anything from artwork, photography, gourmet items, jewelry, posters, paintings, anything you can think of, they'll probably have it. In addition to that, we have over 40 food vendors, and most of them are local either restaurants, food trucks, food vendor setups. We have over 40, as well as the local restaurants joining us for our CA Food Grill cooking demonstrations. And then throughout the weekend, we have our live entertainment Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and a kids area on Saturday and Sunday as well. So there's something for the whole family.
That's awesome. Talk to me about the kids area, because I know families go out, they want to make sure that they're like, okay, we're going to enjoy the seafood, we'll enjoy the music. But the kids have to be entertained, too. Talk to me about that.
Yes, our kids area this year is sponsored by Florida Blue. We're very appreciative of that partnership. It's going to be, like I mentioned, something for everybody. We're going to have face painting. We're going to have arts and crafts. We'll have coloring sheets. They normally have games like hula hoop contests, Simon Says, anything like that. It's going to be over on the Bartram Park area of the festival. And that is under the shade, under lots of trees, so it's a little cooler as well. Mm-hmm. But there are kids. It's for kids of all ages. We have all sorts of crafts. Like I mentioned, we have sand art, coloring sheets. We make fun jellyfish crafts in addition to the face painting, as well as a setup from a couple community organizations, and Florida Blue will have a setup as well.
Nice. So in addition to the arts and crafts vendors, I know that there's other vendors too, business partners perhaps?
Yes. Yes, we are very excited to announce our partnership this year. Our presenting sponsor is the Pensacola Ice Flyers. So we are very excited to have that community organization join us this year. They're going to be on site. We're going to have a tent set up. We're very grateful for that partnership. We know Pensacola loves our ice flyers and Pensacola loves seafood, so why not combine them together? So we're very grateful for that partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. So are they going to have players there? Are they going to be doing activities of their own?
Some of that's a surprise. We don't want to spoil it a little bit, but there will be a tent on site. I believe they're going to be talking about season tickets. Our merchandise will have some of their logos on it, so it's a partnership that we're still working on some super top secret things.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll be excited to bring.
Yeah, I know that some of the vendors are local, but it sounds like you also draw nationally.
Yes, we do. We do. This is the 47th annual, so a lot of it comes from word of mouth. We're very lucky that we have vendors that have joined us. We have vendors that have been with us. I'm not sure if they've been here all 47 years, but I do know of one particular vendor. He's been around for about at least 30 of them. So they travel all over the country to festivals. This is what they do for work. So they'll travel all over the country, and we're very fortunate that they speak very highly of the Pensacola Seafood Festival. So we get new vendors every year, as well as the ones that have joined us before.
Awesome. And talk to me a little bit about the art contest.
Okay, so the art, this is one of the most fun things. We open the poster contest to anybody and everybody every year. And this year, we're excited to announce that our winner was Maddie Rubin. She is from up north. She went to Tulane, and now she works here at a local business, Stoa Architects. She submitted a beautiful piece. It's part digital, part hand-drawn. We were very excited to see kind of the combination. It's nothing we've had before. Mm-hmm. And we also love that she lives here locally. So all of that beautiful artwork that you see, if you haven't seen it, please check out our social media, Fiesta Pensacola, as well as our festival website, PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com. You can see the artwork. That artwork will be featured on our posters, on all of our merchandise, throughout all of our marketing. We're very fortunate to have had so many wonderful submissions this year. It was a hard choice. I believe we ended up choosing between about 12 or 15 submissions. It was very hard, but we were super excited to have Maddie as our winner.
Yeah. So how do people find out about the art contest if they want to participate for like next year?
For next year, we typically open it in late May, June timeframe on our website, and it's just our office website, fiestapensacola.org, or our festival website, pensacolaseafoodfestival.com. We release the information about it in May or June, mm-hmm. and then you can submit any type of artwork. It can be, as you can see, it can be digital, it can be watercolor, it can be hand-drawn, it can be pencil, it can be whatever you want it to be, anything that shouts Pensacola Seafood Festival to you.
That is awesome.
And all ages are open. We had a couple younger submissions this year that were absolutely beautiful. So all ages, and it doesn't have to be a local person. We obviously love to support our local Pensacola artists, but we have had, I believe our winner 2 years ago was actually from Mississippi.
Okay. And is that art on display at the festival?
Yes, that we'll have the art, depending on how it is done. Since this one was digital, we'll have it printed obviously on all of our posters, but we'll have it all over with our marketing and our merchandise.
Awesome. Margaret Ann West from Fiesta Pensacola is our guest. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, we'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Want to start your education or advance your career? Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course on the app, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join us today. Margaret Ann West, the director of events from Fiesta Pensacola, is our guest. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the 75 years. Is there, with it being 75 years and such a milestone, is there going to be anything additional happening?
So we've actually been celebrating the 75th anniversary of Fiesta all year, and it's actually kind of going to turn into a year and a half celebration. For those of you that don't know, Fiesta Pensacola also, put, in addition to the Pensacola Seafood Festival, we put on the Pensacola Crawfish Festival and the Fiesta Celebration in the summer. So our big 75th celebration was in the summer, end of May, early June. We added a couple events. Our parade was bigger and better than ever. So we celebrated mainly most of all of our 75th celebrations during Fiesta. But I'm sure you'll be able to see a couple exciting things for the 75th at the Seafood Festival as well. Okay.
And you're sure you don't want to share any surprises with us today?
I can give you a slight surprise. Okay. As of this morning, our entertainment lineup has been confirmed. So y'all heard it here first, folks. I can let y'all know who will be joining us. On Friday night of the Seafood Festival, we'll be joined by the Original Wailers featuring Al Anderson. And that is actually Bob Marley's original band. So we're very excited to have them.
That's awesome.
Saturday night, we are bringing back the beloved Molly Ringwalds. They'll be headlining for us on Saturday. And the newest addition to our lineup on Sunday, our headliner is Drivin' and Cryin'. So that is going to be who is joining us as our headliners. Additional bands joining us on Friday are going to be the Meredith Hicks Band and the New Cahoots. On Saturday, we will also be joined by Garrett Howell, the 5 Mile Brass Band, and Yeah, Probably. And then Sunday morning will be kicked off with Brooks Hubbard right before Drivin' and Cryin'. So that is the first time that has been heard. So if you're listening, congratulations. You can go tell your friends you heard it here first.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that with
us.
You're welcome. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. Tickets, how do people get tickets to the event?
Tickets, it's free. So it is completely free to walk in and attend the event. Obviously, if you're going to want to purchase anything from our arts and crafts vendors, our amazing food vendors and local restaurants, you'll purchase that. But the admission is free. All that entertainment that I just mentioned is free. We do have a VIP area by the entertainment section. We call that our Friends of Fiesta section. That's sponsored by Pin Air this year. We're grateful for their partnership. We are still selling our Friends of Fiesta partnerships, and that's how you get in the VIP area. So if you are interested in joining us at the VIP area for any of those headliners that I mentioned, please check out our website, PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com, for more information.
And what is the VIP experience like?
So the VIP experience, it is set up right next to the stage, so you have a perfect view of the stage. It is an open bar. And then in addition to the VIP area, that will get you, the Friends of Fiesta sponsorship gets you 6 wristbands to our VIP area for Friday night and 6 wristbands to our VIP area on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So it's you and your friends. And then if it's for a business, we also include you in our marketing, some signage, things like that. So that, like I mentioned, more information, fiestapensacola.org.
And I would imagine that this event's going to take, 80,000 guests, that's a lot. So you're going to need some volunteers to help out.
Yes, we are very fortunate to have an amazing volunteer force. It's called our Fiesta Forces. The event itself is put together by our wonderful committee of 80-plus members, as well as the Fiesta staff, which is 4 full-time staff members. But we could not do it without our 200-plus volunteers. Those 80 committee members that I mentioned, all of them are volunteers. They're being led by 2 wonderful people, Trisha Morrison and Skip Thiessen, this year. They are our chairman of the festival, so if you know them, give them a shout-out. But we could not do it without our 200-plus volunteer force. They're the ones that are going to be behind the bars making your drinks. They're going to be in the kids' area helping paint your face, your children's faces. They're going to be the ones walking around with the walkie-talkies, making sure everybody's having a good time, staying hydrated, and enjoying the festival.
And do you have all the volunteers you need, or are people still able to sign up for that?
We are always looking for new volunteers. If you go to our website, fiestapensacola.org, there is a volunteer tab. Our volunteer force is open to 21 and older, but we do have a junior forces that is open to high schoolers. So if you have a high schooler that's looking for community service hours, we are always open to that as well. That information is also under that volunteer tab on fiestapensacola.org. And that would help, that would sign you up for all of our events throughout the year. You get information about all of them, the Fiesta Celebration, Pensacola Crawfish Festival, Seafood Festival, the Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt, as well as a variety of community partnership events we do throughout the year.
And then do they sign up for a few hours? Are they going to be there the whole weekend?
It's up to them. We would love to have you the whole weekend, but most of our shifts are about 2 hours. So if you just kind of want to dip your toe in the water, you're welcome to just sign up for one shift. You'll be there for about 2 hours, get to meet some pretty amazing people. Our Fiesta Forces volunteers are some of the best people I know. So you'll get to make new friends. So come dip your your toe in, work a shift, or join us for the whole weekend. We'd love to have you.
And are some of those volunteers also going to be parking assistants?
Unfortunately, downtown parking, as y'all know, we have our downtown parking system is a pay-to-park system. Unfortunately, that does not come back to the festival. That is a city-run operation. There are plenty of parking lots downtown, but they are pay-to-park. So if you do come and join us, make sure you're reading the signs and paying to park. We wouldn't want you to get a ticket when you join us.
That's a good thing. You don't want to go have a good time, come back and see the little yellow slip on your windshield.
Correct. So please read the signs. We want you to join us, or Uber, Lyft, anything. We want you to join us and have a great time.
And is the event pet friendly?
Unfortunately, due to the nature of it being a food festival, we cannot have pets, but obviously service animals are welcome.
Okay, sounds good. And you'll have people, I would guess, is there a formal like gate that they have to go through?
There actually isn't. It's just open. It's at Seville Square, Fountain Park, and Bartram Park. So the entrance of those parks, you can kind of enter most of them from all four corners. So there isn't an actual gate to go through. You're welcome from any of the many corners downtown.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, sounds good. Well, so in terms of the schedule for the weekend, do you want to elaborate on that some more?
Of course. It is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 27th, 28th, and 29th. Friday, we are open 11 to 11. Saturday, we are open 10 to 11. And Sunday, we are open 11 to 5. And the entertainment that I mentioned earlier is going to be throughout all three of those days.
Okay. Margaret Ann West from Fiesta Pensacola is our guest. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with more right after this.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives, change communities, change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on the app. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to talk to Margaret Ann West from Fiesta Pensacola. And so I know that we're going to have a lot of great vendors and restaurants at this event, if you'd like to talk a little bit more about that.
We are. I would love to share all of the local restaurants that will be joining us, or most of them. I probably don't have enough time for all of them, but most of them. We have Whiskey Joe's, Water Pig, Miller's Ale House, Slick Lips, Rock and Roll Sushi, Fin and Fork, Crabs on the Beach, Flounders, Shaggy's, Fisherman's Corner, The Fish House. We have Lone Star Kitchen's Food Truck. We have Caesar's Concessions and Florida's Finest. We have Wim Cotton Candy, Local Boys, Crumble Cookie, Cousin's Maine Lobster, Rolling Embers Pizza. My list is two more pages, and I won't bore you with all of them. You'll have to come and see them. We have an amazing lineup between our Gulf to Table section, which is our local table, local section where they're serving tapa-sized portions, Alcanese Alley, which is our local restaurant section. We have a food truck aisle. We have novelty vendors throughout the parks. There is going to be something for everybody to see, to eat, and to enjoy.
And of course, the seafood.
Almost every single one of our vendors is going to have a seafood option. Not sure about like seafood cotton candy, but other than that, all of our food vendors and local restaurants are going to have a seafood option. And most of them will have options for those of you that don't enjoy seafood. We have some flashy funnel cakes. We have a couple barbecue vendors as well as a grilled cheese vendor. So something for everybody, whether you like seafood or not.
That's awesome. So with the remaining time that we have, I know that Fiesta Pensacola obviously does a lot more throughout the year. Did you want to kind of just touch on that briefly?
Of course. We spend our entire year celebrating Pensacola. We have the Children's Treasure Hunt in April, as well as our Pensacola Crawfish Festival. We have the Fiesta Celebration in the summer, which is in May and June, as well as the Seafood Festival, which, as you all know, is at the end of September. We have other community events. We partner with other community events throughout the year as well. So we spend our time celebrating Pensacola, not just with Fiesta, but with the community as well. And we're so appreciative of everybody's support throughout the year. So we hope you will come and join us and enjoy the, knock on wood, beautiful weather the last weekend in September down in downtown Pensacola at the Pensacola Seafood Festival.
We actually have two texts. So one of them just says Margaret Ann West is the best.
Oh, thank you.
Give
thank
me
you
your
very
props
much.
There. The second one is a question. It says, okay, where do I find the VIP info for the Seafood Festival? Is it on the Fiesta site? Because I don't see a link to purchase.
Okay, it might be on PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com, but if it is not, please call our office, 850-433-6512, and our wonderful PR and marketing coordinator, Madeline, will be able to help you out with that.
Wonderful. Margaret Ann West, Fiesta Pensacola, thank you for joining us on Pep Talk.
Thank you. We will see you downtown.